With the elegance of a cat, Black Widow swings into Jacob Lickenstaff's imagination and touches down with great ideas that connect the Hollywood blockbuster, Captain America, to what is happening in your classroom.
Coming up on the drop zone, Cap.
You do anything fun Saturday night?
Well, all the guys in my barbershop quartet are dead, so... No, not really.
I return to the Marvel Comics universe again with Captain America, The Winter Soldier, or Captain America 2. The last Marvel film I wrote on was The Avengers in 2012, which included Captain America, Black Widow, and Nick Fury. All these characters are here again, and we meet a new addition, Falcon. Superhero movies always run up against the realities of physics. Momentum is rarely conserved, huge amounts of energy are generated and dissipated without much difficulty, and impossibly durable materials are easy to find. I'd like to leave all those bits of fanciful science for now, and instead note some options for fun calculations and applications of science and technology in this film. In The Winter Soldier, we learn that SHIELD is about to launch the next generation of helicarriers. Those are the huge airborne aircraft carriers I described in my review of The Avengers. The three new helicarriers have hundreds of cameras and guns, all of which are computer-controlled. By collecting vast amounts of data on every person on the planet, the computer system will be able to predict future threats and strike preemptively to eliminate the bad guy before he even attacks. Captain America is not a fan of this idea, and he says as much to Nick Fury. Before long, both Fury and the Captain have been attacked, and we learn that SHIELD has long been infiltrated by HYDRA, the shadow group that backed the Nazis in World War II in the Marvel Universe. It is then down to Captain America, Black Widow, and Falcon to save the world from Hydra's plans for domination. Along the way, we get to see some pretty amazing gadgets, gymnastics, and explosions, so it's familiar superhero movie territory. A staple of both the superhero and the spy thriller action movie is the suction cup-assisted climb up the side of a building. The Mythbusters have even explored this, both to climb inside a metal duct and to scale the outside of a glass building. Suction cups take advantage of the tremendous amount of atmospheric pressure we constantly experience, but do not notice. One atmosphere of pressure is equal to about 15 pounds per square inch, or about 100,000 newtons per square meter. Remember that a newton is around a quarter of a pound, and a square meter is over 9 square feet. If we know the surface area of a person, then we could figure out roughly how much force the atmosphere is putting on that person. Now, there are some formulas to approximate the surface area of a person based on his or her height and weight, but a good average number is 1.75 square meters. That means that right now, an average person is experiencing about 177,000 newtons, or over 40,000 pounds of force on his or her body. To see the calculation I did to find this number, check out the online version of this column. So, with all that force, why don't people rocket around the room all the time? Because the force is pressing on the person in all directions, so the net force is zero. If you can remove the atmosphere from one side of an object, though, you can create a very large net force. Suction cups eliminate most, but not quite all, of the air under them, and the net force on the cup from the atmosphere can be substantial. Using the calculation I did online as a model, students could figure out the minimum size of a suction cup needed to hold up an average person who is hanging straight down from it. One of my favorite bits of gymnastics in The Winter Soldier can be seen in the trailers posted online. Black Widow is falling off a bridge, and to save herself, she shoots a hook and cable into the bottom of the bridge. She holds onto the cable and swings to the ground, touching down in mid-stride to run under the bridge. I like this transfer of energy illustrated in this move. Gravitational potential energy is traded for kinetic energy, and the cable changes her direction of motion from vertical to horizontal. Using energy conservation, it's possible to estimate just how fast she might be going at the bottom of the drop, and then compare that to a typical human running speed. Again, if you'd like to see this calculation, read the online version of the column. I estimated that the bridge is about 5 times taller than Black Widow, so she falls about 10 meters. Her use of the cable changes the direction of her motion from vertical to horizontal, and all the potential energy she has standing on the bridge has to go somewhere. So whatever does not go into stretching the cable or her arm goes into kinetic energy. With all those assumptions, I get a result of about 14 meters per second. That's very fast running, as the world record holder at 100 meters, Usain Bolt, has a top speed of a little over 12 meters per second. Then again, I assumed no losses to stretching the cable, and Black Widow is a superhero, so I guess I can give her the benefit of the doubt in this case. Captain America, the Winter Soldier, provides physics and physical science teachers with some fun scenarios to inspire calculations of energy, conservation, and the properties of gases.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website and search for Blick on Flix.
We're going to neutralize a lot of threats before they even happen.
Thought the punishment usually came after the crime.
SHIELD takes the world as it is, not as we'd like it to be.
This isn't freedom. This is fear.